Expect smaller crowds and different layouts at local farms that deal in agritourism this fall. It's all part of new state guidance geared specifically towards businesses that feature pick-your-own-fruit operations, hayrides, and corn mazes. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Critz Farms owner Matthew Critz didn't see anything unexpected in the new state rules.
We've been planning this all for a while, so the regulations were about what we thought they were going to be.
That means reduced capacity, required face coverings, and more social distancing. Critz is adding more wagons for hayrides, a new tent for food service, and extra pay stations to eliminate lines at the Madison County farm. Critz says he and some other operations in central New York will deal with a capacity issue by requiring online ticketing for visitors. He's aiming to limit visitors to about a third of the number of people that came during the busiest days in 2019. And he's encouraging families to visit on weekdays instead of congested weekends, especially with many school districts going with staggered in-school schedules this year.
We've never had a capacity problem during the week, so we'll be able to have more people during the week, which will offset losing some people on the weekends.
Critz doesn't think families will shy away from what has become a fall tradition in central New York.
You can show people that you're adhering to the governor's standards. It won't be so crowded. It'll be safe for you and especially I'm concerned about my health and safe for the health. And it's outdoors.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.